Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure again to introduce the Honorable Governor of the State of Connecticut. That would be, of course, Ned Lamont. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, Ray. Good morning. Hey, Joe.
Are you having fun or what? Huh? Okay. Let's talk about a couple of things that we're dealing with. Let's get to the school issue very quickly. You are going to make the final decision when? Maybe in August?
Yes, I think that's right. We generally tried to give everybody a minimum of 2 weeks' notice in terms of guidance. We've given, you know, the schools, you know, a month to, you know, think about our protocols and how we can open safely. They're giving us their response in the next week or so. We'll take that, look at that, see what the costs are, see how we can get that allocated and give back up to our schools. And assuming we can keep our metrics in the place they are today, a few weeks from now, we're going to be opening our schools on time.
Have you had to revise the amount? I know a lot of the school districts, we talked to the basically the superintendents the other day, their organization, and they're a little concerned about the cost of doing all these changes to the procedures that are followed at school. Are you? I thought I saw something this morning that you were going to have to roll back on that a bit. Are you?
I don't know. We got some COVID-related federal funding. A lot of people have claims on that. But we're there to back up our schools. We're there to back up our teachers and make sure that what we do, we can do safely with public health first. So they're giving us their budget requests in about the next 10 days, and let's see what it is.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the special session. We were talking to Majority Leader Matt Ritter, I guess was earlier this week. And as I understand it, there are four bills or four items that will have to be dealt with, right?
That is right. Working with the leadership on both sides of the aisle, we agreed in a special session. Let's focus on these four items. Number one is absentee balloting. We've got to get that done before the end of this month so they can prepare for the national election in November. And we want to make sure that if we're still in a COVID environment, people can easily vote by absentee ballot. Number one. Number two is police accountability. And make sure we're working with a good work from the legislature. We can give people greater confidence that the police are there working on their behalf, community policing, keeping people safe.
Okay. And let's see. There was one. What was number four on the list? I'm trying to remember what it was. A couple of items that
number
are not quite
was,
as such.
Insulin. There's a lot of spiking in insulin costs. So we did want to cap that to protect people on a monthly basis. And the last item, which I think is in many ways very important, is telehealth. It worked very successfully during pandemic when we didn't want everybody traveling back and forth to doctor's offices. And even doctors who maybe were a little reluctant a couple of years ago think it's worked well. So we're going to compensate for a televisit like we do for an in-person visit just to keep that going.
And I guess the thing is, when we were talking to the superintendents the other day, I guess apparently the thing is that each district is coming up with their own plan, which they will then submit to the state, just so you guys will know what it's all about. And, you know, it's a mix of maybe remote learning, maybe in place for a couple days a week. There's a lot of stuff that still has yet to be determined, isn't there?
There is. I mean, if we can keep our metrics where they are, we'd like our schools to open up with a regular school day. Not that every kid will take advantage of it.
Right.
It looks like, you know, 15, even 20% may feel more comfortable at home to start off. And in that case, we make telelearning a real possibility for them. We're going to be ordering up some computers and hotspots or Wi-Fi there. That would open up our classrooms a little bit so that everybody else could have a regular school day. That's my hope.
Anything else you want to get into here? We have about 30 seconds.
We're trying hard to convince teachers that we got their back.
Okay.
We're there to provide the support they need to make sure that we can open safely. And Miguel Cardona is talking to teachers, talking to superintendents, talking to parents. And look, this is not Miami Beach where everything's, high infection rate. Right now, we're in a good position, and if we can't open our schools, nobody can.
Well, all right. Let's see what happens. But yeah, you're right. That there was a survey that we had on the news this morning. It'll be coming up here in just a minute. But yeah, a considerable number of parents are saying, I don't feel good about sending them back. So you're going to try, if at all possible, to accommodate them.
We'll accommodate them.
All right. Governor, thanks for being on. Good talking to you.
Great, Ray. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the governor of the state of Connecticut, the Honorable Ned Lamont.